Good afternoon, Packers fans. Aaron Nagler here with your Packers Daily Chat. Coming to you live on the Cheesehead TV social channels. It is Friday. That's right. Made it to the end of another week. That means an injury report. I mean, I don't know why I get so excited by Fridays, because all it does is mean we get official designations for these dudes who are hurt, and that includes one Jaire Alexander and another Quay Walker, both of who are listed as doubtful for Sunday's game in Pittsburgh. We talked about it yesterday. Not a surprise. Next man up. With Walker being out, you feel pretty good about Isaiah McDuffie coming in and playing at a decent level. But, man, with Jaire going out, you are awfully young at cornerback suddenly. Going to think Corey Ballantyne gets the start along the perimeter opposite Carrington Valentine, with Keyshawn Nixon remaining in the slot. Whoo, baby. Going to be a fun time now. Maybe Rochelle, who they picked up off the Panthers practice squad a couple weeks ago, maybe he gets in the mix at some point. But, going to be a lot of youth in the secondary, and even at safety, with Anthony Johnson Jr. probably getting more reps as well. It is going to be a young group out there in Pittsburgh for the Green Bay Packers defense. And that's not to say that Pittsburgh isn't without their own injury issues, with Minkah Fitzpatrick and former Packer Montrevious Adams both listed as out. And Adams has been having a good year for Pittsburgh. So that's obviously a break in the Packers' favor. But it's going to be, I think, probably one of those games that's kind of hard to watch at times, not unlike a lot of what we've watched from the Green Bay Packers in 2023. But two young, struggling offenses at times, although the Packers found their footing last week against the Rams. But this is a team in the Steelers that can wreck you real quick up front, with both Highsmith and Watt able to terrorize the tackles. And one other note on the injury front that kind of, I think, has gone a bit under the radar, but it's pretty important, is that Josh Myers popped up on the injury report yesterday, and he is listed as questionable. Now, of course, in this day and age, we don't really know if that's leaning more towards probable or doubtful or where he falls, but it is something to look for. If he's unable to go, you got to think they probably kick Zach Tom inside, or maybe they move Elton Jenkins over, but they're going to have to cover that up at some point if Myers is unable to go. So something to look for there on Sunday morning. Maybe we'll get some reporting around it tomorrow, though I doubt it. But that could be a key component in a game that's on the road. And Steelers fans, you guys know, they bring it. It is going to be loud as hell in that stadium. It's tough enough to block up that group for the Steelers up front. But when you're a tackle and having to look inside, watch the snap of the ball rather than hear the hard count from the quarterback, tough way to live. Tough way to live. We'll see what happens on Sunday, but the Packers hopefully can build upon some of the success they had on offense, especially in the second half against the Rams. They're going to need to do it because, like I said, this is a defense that, you know, they're not as stout as maybe some Steelers defenses in the past, but they can still come after you and they can still take the ball away. That is how they've been winning games, is by creating turnovers. So got to be clean game. Got to take care of the ball. The ball is life. Stay ahead of those sticks and do not let Watt and company just tee off on your quarterback. Hello to everybody in the comments. So good to see you. Hope you're all doing well. Dennis is here. What's up, Dennis? Always good to see you, buddy. Joe starting us off. What's up, Joe? Protect QB and QB protects the ball equals chance to win. You're not incorrect, sir. You are not incorrect. I mean, it sounds so simple, but we'll see. Dennis, now that's just harsh. Myers is questionable even when healthy. I thought he played pretty good against the Rams. He's been coming on. He's been playing all right. I understand there's always one or two plays that you can point to and say, yeesh. But he has been a little bit more consistent. At least he was in that game last Sunday. Afternoon, Nags. What's up, Pogs? How you doing? Look, Kibbles is here at Alive, finally. Yes, sir, at Alive, finally. What else we got here, folks? Go after the Steelers like it's 1966. I mean, if you're talking about 3 yards in a cloud of dust, that's not a bad approach. I mean, one of the reasons the Packers were able to get on track offensively last week is because they got the ground game going. They stayed ahead of the sticks. They were able to be efficient. You know, that's not a bad way to live against the Steelers, where they want to unleash those pass rushers. And the best way to beat a pass rusher is to run at him. Not saying it's that simple, but that's, you know, a plan and an idea that throughout the history of the NFL has served people well, especially in a game where you don't want your quarterback dropping back 100 times because you are, you know, worried about holding up against some premier pass rushers. Run at them. Get those 3-4 yards. Keep grinding that clock. And hopefully you can stay ahead of the sticks that way. Like I say, I keep saying I think this is going to be a tough game to watch at times. And, I mean, both the Steelers and the Packers have played some really ugly brand of football throughout this season. But when they're facing each other this week, I think I could see it in spades. We shall see. Krista, so good to hear from you. Thanks for being a Care of the G Club member. Nags, I got Care of the G today. Cheers. Cheers. Thanks so much for supporting. I hope you enjoy it. I put this up on Twitter a couple days ago, and I'll say it here. Care of the G is now available in Stevens Point and Wausau. What's up, Wausau? If you go to cheeseheadtv.com, look at the homepage on the top there. You'll see a button that says beer, because, of course, there's a page just called beer on Cheesehead TV. You'll see a list, a long, now very long list, of all the places that Care of the G is available throughout the state. Make sure you check it out to find out which stores in Stevens Point, Wausau, and wherever you may be looking for some Carry the G. Haven't been able to watch the last three games. Ooh, what a tough way to live. How has Dylan been? Dylan has ran hard as hell, and he has played much better, a much better brand of football than he was the first month of the season. I thought against the Rams in particular, he was close to excellent. I mean, he was not only getting what was blocked up, but he was also creating after contact in a way that we definitely did not see those first four or five games. Got to continue to do it. Obviously, haven't, you know, solved anything or arrived or anything in that regard, but it's really good to see from AJ, considering all the vitriol and all the kind of questioning that he was getting early in the season. There was, I think I've talked about it a couple times, but there was a play on Sunday where he gets hit at the line of scrimmage and he ends up getting 5 yards. And that's just hidden yardage. That's helping you stay ahead of the sticks. That's helping your offense. That's helping your young quarterback. I mean, that's hidden stuff that, you know, probably doesn't get talked about, doesn't get shown on highlights and blah, blah, blah. But it's important stuff, and it's tough stuff. And that's what you expect from AJ. Hopefully, more of that to come. Because, like I said, these last two games, he's been hitting the hole and running hard the way you want. John, what's up, man? My 65-year-old dad wasn't in high school the last time we won in Pittsburgh. Time for Watson to show up and fight for the ball this week. Go, Pack, go. No doubt. I mean, he went up and got that ball in the fourth quarter against the Rams. Hopefully, that's the start of something there. But, yeah, I hear you, man. And the idea that they haven't won in Pittsburgh since 1970 is absolutely insane. I mean, I know we got the dub that mattered down there in Dallas, but in Pittsburgh, they haven't been able to win since Bart Starr was still playing. That's insanity. Legless, what's up, man? Which play do you miss the most and why? Kuhn inside dive or inside slant to Jennings Nelson driver? With apologies to John, I mean, I was never a big fan of the inside dive to Kuhn. Every once in a while, Mike would call it at a point and surprise some people, and he'd pick up some surprising yardage with it. But more often than not, he was banging his head against a wall and very little to show for it. But yeah, as far as the slants to anybody, I'll take. I'd love the return of some more slants. Although, you know, they tried to run one against the Rams and to Romeo Doubs, and it was well defended and went incomplete. But yeah, I'd love to see, especially when they get a 3-by-1 set and you got that backside guy isolated. Let's get it. But yeah, I mean, there's no better slant than the one to Nelson at the end of the first half against the Patriots when he took Revis to the house. You'd love to see it. AJ, what's up, man? See the Bears fans chant the Packers suck after the game last night? It did make its way into my Twitter feed, and it is just kind of funny. I mean, you beat one of the worst teams in the league by a field goal because their coach is ridiculous and went for the field goal in the first place, but then they missed it, and then you won the game. Congratulations. Your way of celebrating is to crowd down near the Amazon set and chant Green Bay sucks when Green Bay has more victories than you. Green Bay has more championships than you. Oh, yeah, and the last time you played, Green Bay kicked your ass. In fact, Green Bay's kicked your ass for years now. When's the last time the Bears won a game against Green Bay? I mean, literally years ago. So, hey, take your victories where you can. If what gets you off as a Bears fan is yelling Green Bay sucks when Green Bay has absolutely nothing to do with the game you just played, I understand it. It's also the definition of rent-free in your head. It's free real estate. Abdul, what's up? Hey, Aaron, with Rudy coming back, who's the other safety? I would think Anthony Johnson Jr., most likely. But we shall see. We shall see. Long way to go. Anything could happen. I think the team needs some carry the G beer for all the injuries so they heal up. Joshua, I don't know if we've ever touted the healing properties of carry the G, but I like it. Let's do it. Let's gin up a marketing campaign. I'm all about it. Why not? Oh, God. Mike. Hey, Nags. Over under on how many times we hear TJ Watt and Kevin King comparison in the chat Sunday. In the chat, I actually think it'll be minimal as far as the mentions and the history and talking about it, whatever, chatting about it. I think on the television broadcast, you'll probably hear it a bit. But I'm sure they'll have some kind of graphics package about the Packers not taking him, and blah, 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 and the headline about how he was really glad they didn't take him and yada, yada. But, yeah, on the chat, I don't think it'll be too bad. It'll be all right. Abdul, thanks again, man. Hey, Aaron, true or false, Ryan should start over Runyon, or do you think we're reading too much into one drive? Has Matt LaFleur said anything about him this week? I mean, he did get asked yesterday and said, you know, he's played well and, you know, it looked good, and that was about it. He didn't really expound on it. But Adam Stenovich was asked about it yesterday, and he did say, you know, Ryan's and put himself in the conversation as far as trying to figure out who the best five are. I mean, I don't know if we should read too much into that, and it is a very super insanely small sample size as far as those seven plays on the drive that resulted in a touchdown, most of which were run plays. But, man, there's one play in particular. I think it's either the play where Jones scores the touchdown or the play right before it where Ryan has Aaron Donald locked up one-on-one on a run play. And looks good doing it. I mean, that ain't nothing. That ain't usual for cats in this league, you know? So, I think they're talking. They're definitely got to be talking about it. I don't, you know, is it true or false that he should be starting? I have no idea, man. I mean, I think Runyon played a pretty decent game after he got dinged up. And I know he missed some practice time earlier this week. He's back out on the practice field now. I suspect he'll probably get the start. But, you know, I also wouldn't be surprised if they turned to Ryan. Just because, like I said, he looked pretty damn good. But, yeah, I won't be surprised either way. And I know the internet will undoubtedly overreact to it. But I'll understand. It's their decision, and they've got more info than we do. John, what's up, man? Slants to those three were unstoppable in Madden. Oh, baby. Can I just say, I'm glad you brought up Madden. It's a whole other world playing Madden this year when you've played every single year with the Green Bay Packers, like I have, and I always do, and I always will. Man, it is a downshift, and it is a recalibration when you have Aaron Rodgers as your quarterback for year after year after year, and then all of a sudden you've got Jordan Love and his 70-whatever rating. Whoo, baby. Operating on offense is very different. And then just the whole team as far as all the inexperience on offense and then going against everyone online playing with either the Dolphins, the 49ers, or the Chiefs. I mean, I'd say that's like 90% of the people I get matched up with online now are all playing those three teams. Every once in a while, there's some Ravens thrown in there. But it's like, yeah, okay, fine. Now I've got, you know, Carrington Valentine trying to lock up Tyreek Hill, or in the Bills. The Bills are in there, too. It's all the great quarterbacks, right? So then you're trying to play with Jordan Love, and it's like, I feel for Matt LaFleur when I do this because I'm, like, trying to manufacture some offense. It's hard, man. It's a hard world out here playing with the Packers and Madden this season. It's not easy, man. It ain't easy. What else we got here? We got that one. Lambo Leo, what's going on, man? 13 seasons of Super Bowl or bust. This season is still refreshing. Brings me back to 93, 94 when we were just excited to get a win and get better. I'm just loving the games and having a game to watch and not really having to fret about, oh, what does this mean for our, you know, postseason kind of maneuvering. I mean, yeah, it'd be great if they won this game, then maybe hopefully beat the Chargers and go into Thanksgiving with a little bit of hope, only to have it crushed, undoubtedly, in Detroit. But, you know, I'm not living and dying by it the way I was, like you said. It was Super Bowl or bust for so many years. Well, it ain't Super Bowl or bust this year. I mean, obviously they want to win. They're trying to win. They're doing everything they can to win football games. But on the outside, man, I just want to drink some beer, watch some ball, have a good time, talk with people. Try not to lose my temper when the Rashawn Gary lines up offsides, things like that. I'm not saying I'm winning every one of these battles, but I'm trying to do what I can do. Johnny Rivers, what's up, man? Before I drank Carry the G, I was overweight, had back pain, and mostly unlikable. Now, I still am, but I am too buzzed to think about it. Carry the G heels. I think we just cut a promo. That's really good. I love it. Tony, why do you got to go there? Y'all remember that Hundley game at Pittsburgh? Impossible to forget. It was my second year on the beat. Should have won that game, man. That was the game where I was solidified in my opinion of Davante Adams because it didn't matter who was at quarterback. And he was just going to ball, right? Hundley actually played decent brand of football that evening. You know, that late hit by TJ Watt, which should have been flagged. You know, ruin the comeback attempt. But you know, I thought, you know, McCarthy coached a good game that night too, considering he had a backup in. But yeah, I'll probably never forget it, unfortunately. Ed, what's up, man? Was there a game last night? I thought it was the interview Jason Kelce show. I mean, I wonder how much Amazon paid him to show up just to give them something other than the game to talk about. It's like a mercy rule or something. Thomas, what's up? Rated in the top 900 in Madden using my Packers. Key is mesh routes and running out of shotguns. Spread them out. Haha, go Pack, go. If you want to match, T. Davidson, 1285. Look, all due respect. I know what the fuck I'm doing on Madden. The issue is these people who have special nano blitzes and, like, they can drop everybody into coverage except for two dudes, but they can still get to your quarterback. I had a dude last night who literally rushed two with the 49ers, and Bosa goes through Bakhtiari, Jenkins, and my running back set for protection and gets a sack. I mean, come on. You know what I mean? Like, that's not even football. So I appreciate the heads up, and I appreciate the advice, but I know what I'm doing. The problem is that people, like, don't play football. And they use these, like, superpower, like, oh, and the other thing, oh my God, this fucking thing this year, where if you get down multiple scores and then you go and look at the play art and the thing is like wavy, what the hell is that? And it starts shaking. You know, can we just make the game more like football? Like, let's try that one season instead of like inventing shit to add to the game that has nothing to do with the game of football. I know it's a crazy concept. I straight up quit playing Madden because everybody plays like that. I know, overpowered. It's absolutely, like, the worst. The thing is though, I run into a lot of people online who do play legit games of football. Like, it's really cool, and I love that. But every once in a while, yeah, you line up against some guy who, like, you know, oh, I can only put three down linemen down there, and I spread them all out, and they can stop any run. It's like, all right, relax. That's just ridiculous. Luke Musgrave seems antisocial to me. Maybe that's why he doesn't want to Lambeau Leap. Love him either way. I hope he gets one next time. Wow, that's a deep dive into why someone might not want a Lambeau Leap, but possible. I'm not going to say it's impossible. Maybe someone will ask him in the, in the locker room. Magnetic football games are the best, man. I used to spend hours in my parents' basement with our magnetic football. That was good times. I mean, it's crazy to think about now, given where we're at with technology and, you know, football simulation. But, hey, man, back in the day, all you needed was your imagination and an electric board that went and had little plastic dudes, like, buzz up and down the field. Brandy. Thanks for being a Care the G Club member and a moderator here at Cheesehead TV. Shout out to all veterans. Love ya. Couldn't agree more. Could not put more behind that. If I tried, totally agreed. Thank you, Brandy, for giving them a shout. Shout to all the veterans, including some in my family. Appreciate and love. Appreciation and love all around. I had that handheld LED football game. Jim, I played the hell out of that thing in the back seat of the car when I was a kid. Like, anytime we went grocery shopping or out to dinner, anywhere, if we were going in the car, I brought that with me, and I was in the back seat, like, to the point where my mom would get, like, maybe not upset, but she would, could you put that thing away? You know, that kind of thing. Obsessed, man. Just obsessed with the game of football. What are you going to do? All right, everybody, I got to get going. I can't thank you enough for hanging out, talking football and Packers each and every day, Monday through Friday, right here on the Cheesehead TV social channels. Hope to see you on the watch party on Sunday. It's going to be a lot of fun. I say that, hopefully. Packers make it fun. We always have fun regardless, so I hope to see you there. In the meantime, please hit like on this video, subscribe to the channel, and then tell your friends and tell your family. Cheesehead TV, we are devoted to Green Bay Packers fans worldwide. Thanks a lot, everybody. Have a great night. Go Pack, go.